You know, it's been a while, so I'm not sure if I know how to hit the right buttons here or not.
Oh, my God. Seriously, Jeff. It's
how about a couple weeks, okay? How about this button?
Hey, you got it.
Don't step on it, woman. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot that. Yeah. Hey, guys. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, I'm Jeff.
Wait, Jeff here.
Sorry, I said I'm Jeff. I've never said that.
I don't know, Jeff. It's okay.
That's how out of practice I am with this podcast thing.
Hey, by the way, today you said it is Take Your Kid to Work Day?
Yes, but we've kicked Jackson out of the podcast studio because his iPad wasn't working down here or his tablet, so he's upstairs.
Alone, with
the dog.
Yeah, so, yeah. Actually, Stormy's not feeling well today. I don't know what happened.
I think the dog
ate something.
I think he ate a rat.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, there are rats in the backyard. Well, listen, we live in suburbia out here, but there are suburban rats. You never see them, okay?
But when I put out
bird seed, they show up. So I've stopped putting out the bird seed for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, we have really pretty birds in our backyard, but I've never seen a rat. But anyway,
I saw Storm staking out the area where the rats were near the fence.
Oh, really?
I think he ate one yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
I really do.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
So I'll look for the yard. I'll look in the yard for a poop with a tail in it.
Great.
How's that? Okay, we'll see if that's there anywhere.
Jeff, we lost a great one today. We lost a great talk show host today.
Jerry Springer.
Jerry. He didn't have a theme song, right?
No. I mean, he had a theme song, but it wasn't like a memorable theme song.
Everybody was like, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Heck, wow. Yeah, man.
He died today. What is it, 78, 79?
79 years old. Jerry Springer left us today.
Everyone's saying on Instagram that it was pancreatic cancer.
Oh, really?
He was actually just diagnosed months ago, and he died peacefully, surrounded by family, this morning in California.
Because I think I saw... In California, really?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I saw Jerry Springer not that long ago, I remember. Not that long ago somewhere. You know, I can't... Within the last two years, I saw him somewhere.
He was always everywhere, right, Jeff? I mean, like...
He never seemed like he was 79.
No.
I mean, he never seemed like he was in his 70s, you know?
No, he was always... He actually has always looked the same, right?
Yeah.
He's like one of those people that never age. Like, remember Paco?
Yep.
I worked with Paco. Paco was always the same. Never aged.
I know.
Oh, my God. I loved hanging out with Paco. He's an icon of New York. He passed away several years ago, but It was interesting working with him, okay? If I missed work, let's say, because I was doing a double shift from Megan on at 7.9, and I did a double shift, and I was like, double shift is hard, because I had to go back to the city twice when I lived in New Jersey at the time, right? It was not easy traveling back and forth to the city.
Right.
So I would call out sick, or I would do it from home. Oh, my God, it would flip him out if I called out.
Oh, Paco would get mad?
Oh, yeah, he kicked me off the air twice. I mean, it would, like, you know, even though we were friends, we'd go out to dinner. He said, let's go, baby. Let's go have a...
Yeah, but when it's business, it's business, right?
Oh,
people get
mad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And every time we went out to dinner with him, I mean, he had this gorgeous bombshell 20-year-old girlfriend who was gorgeous.
Did she inherit everything?
I don't know. I don't really know. What was her name? Oh, my God. What was her name? Anyway, she had a salon.
Mrs. Paco?
She had a salon, Jeff. And Paco once, you know, hey, baby, you need a good lift makeover, okay?
Really?
So I went there once, and literally, I was there all day. Hair, facial, pedicure, manicure, massage, everything. It was amazing. Margarita. Remember you met them, Jeff? Remember we went to a play with them once?
We went to a play with them?
Yeah, we went to a play with them. Remember? Wasn't it Richard Chamberlain's play? What was it called again?
No, it was My Fair Lady.
Yes, we went with Paco and his girlfriend. Don't you remember?
They went?
No, who was it? We went with somebody, remember?
I thought my mother went.
No, it wasn't your mom. Because I remember...
It wasn't?
I remember after that, we went across the street to the Cuban restaurant, the famous one. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, my God, the place we used to go when we worked at Metro Traffic.
Yeah, the famous Cuban restaurant.
What was that place called?
And it's still there. Oh, my God, I forgot what it's called. If you guys remember, it's a 52nd Street. I remember that. I mean, everybody hung out there.
What was that place called?
Gloria Estefan goes there. You know, Andy Garcia. It's a well-known restaurant.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, so, yeah, so...
How'd you get off on that tangent?
I don't know. know how we got off on that.
It's not even a tangent.
No, we were talking about Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Wow, he like never aged. And then
79 years old, Jerry Springer is gone. Can I tell you my Jerry Springer story? Yeah. You know, when I was working at WABC years ago. Huh?
You met him?
No, I wanted to be a talk show host, which I am now in a sense. But I wanted to be a talk show host when I was working at WABC, but I was a phone screener and a producer. I used to produce Ed Koch's show, The Ex-Mayor, and Rudy Giuliani's show. And I remember I screened calls for Mike Gallagher and Lionel, these two guys who did the morning show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember that I used to go to this check cashing store, and when I would cash my checks, this guy would sell bootleg VHS tapes
in
the store.
I remember that.
Come home movies all the time. Then we got the DVDs. He had DVDs. Yeah. So one day I go in there and he's got a bunch of Jerry Springer tapes. These tapes that he used to buy for like $30 on TV.
Yeah.
It was like $5.
Yeah.
So I bought it. I mean, the fun, uncensored, you know, people flipping out at each other. You know, you slept with my cousin and then they would get into these massive fights. So I brought it into work. Or I told people about it at work. And they asked to borrow the tape, and I would lend it out to, like, the engineer and the other assistant. That's Home Depot confirming that our dishwasher is coming tomorrow.
God, you can grab it while I talk.
Go ahead. I'll continue. Where's my phone?
I don't even know. All right, they'll call you back. Don't worry about it.
I'll get it. Hello?
We have a dishwasher coming tomorrow.
Hold on a sec.
This is Luke from the Home Depot Delivery Service. I'm looking for Jeff.
Yeah, this is me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's it going? Excellent.
I'm calling about the delivery of your dishwasher for tomorrow, the 28th.
Yes, sir. Finally going to take it here. Get it here. Yes.
Okay, great. So I have your four-hour time window for the delivery from between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Call about a half an hour.
Okay. Can I ask one question about it?
Yeah.
They're installing the dishwasher. Are they also installing the hose that connects to the sink? Do they do that too? Do you know that or you don't know that?
They should. Give me one second. Let me clarify.
Yeah, I wonder if they come with the hose because there's a hose there, but it's pretty old. So I'm wondering if they come with a new one.
There's a power cord coming with the dishwasher and the installation kit.
That's probably
not sure if that would include it. Give me one second and I can check.
Sure, thanks.
By the way, guys, this is live right now, okay? we are having a dishwasher installed tomorrow. Hopefully Jeff cuts out most of this conversation because I think you guys don't want to hear that. That's the normal music they always play, right, Jeff, every time.
Oh, is that good hold music? Let me hear.
It's the same music as always.
No, it's not. Oh, that should be coming. Watch this. This should be coming to the... Watch this. Hold on. Not coming to the headphones? Why?
I don't know, but it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, guys, we're on a live call.
Home Depot delivering
tomorrow a dishwasher.
don't worry. We'll get back to my Jerry Springer story.
Sorry, guys.
Don't worry about it. What are you going to do?
Anyway, continue talking while we're still waiting, okay?
I am talking.
What was the Jerry Springer? So you lent a tape out to so many people.
So I lent a tape out to so many people.
Okay.
So like a month goes by, and the big honcho, he say, hey, Jeff, just say hello to me. One day, they say, John was his name. I forgot his last name, but they said, John, the general manager, he had a big corner office.
Yeah.
He said, John wants to see you. I said, oh, my God. I gave my tape to Phil about being a talk show host. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, man. You thought it was an
advancement? My break.
A promotion?
Yeah. So I go in there. He says, how you doing? I said, good, good. He says, sit down. So I sit down.
Oh, wow.
He looks at me straight in the face and says, I hear you have an uncensored Jerry Springer tape. I said, yeah.
You just go, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I said, holy crap. He said, can I borrow it?
No, I didn't ever hear that story,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What did you say?
I lent it to him.
Oh, you had it. You got it back at this point.
No, yeah, I have it upstairs somewhere. It's hilarious. I still laugh at it.
Oh my!
It's hilarious.
God. That is crazy.
Oh my God!
Crazy.
This is before they would edit it. You know what I mean? Like, this is weird because the Bluetooth is working, but for some reason it's not coming out Bluetooth.
Oh my God! That is so funny, Jeff. I never heard that.
Wait, hold up.
First of all, the did you ever get the tape back?
I have it upstairs. Yeah. Just
oh, okay. So you got it back like
I have about two or three.
How many days later did you get that tape?
Oh, he gave it to me after the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And then I lent him another one. nothing about that talk show. Nothing about filling in for Lionel.
I mean, you didn't take that opportunity to say, "Can I fill in for another?"
No, I just thought it was cool because they had the Jerry Springer tape, you know?
Oh, my God.
Anyway. And this was the unedited one. Like, they would cut out some of the stuff on TV. Like, these were like real fights.
So, Jeff, so the Spanish version of Jerry Springer is Laura Bozzo. Remember Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Laura is Peruvian.
Oh, yeah. She was on New York. She did American TV for like 2 weeks.
I didn't know that.
Did it, wasn't what? That the one they brought back to who was it? Who was the Spanish chick they gave a talk show host to?
Hello?
Oh,
yes, hello.
Hi. We'll have no problem installing the dishwasher to a dedicated shutoff valve as long as it's dedicated for the dishwasher.
Yes, it is.
Not a split valve.
Excellent.
We would also need the correct tailpiece for the water to go out. The tailpiece would need to have a Y attachment.
Yeah, that's what I just put on yesterday myself because I couldn't get a plumber here, so I did it myself. I hope it's the right. I believe it's the right size. I mean, it fits the old hose, okay. So, you know, it should work.
All right, sounds good. All right, so, yeah, we'll definitely install to the shutoff valve.
All right, great. Have a great day. Thanks for the call, okay?
Well, you still there?
Yes, thanks for the call.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, great. Thank you.
Hello?
Can I hear you?
That's what happens with the cell phone around here.
Wow.
He'll call back.
Well, you're confirmed now, so, right?
He's going to call back.
All right, guys. So that was live, okay? I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, Jeff, so Laura Bozzo, Jeff, I met her. She's amazing.
Right.
So she had the Spanish version of the Jerry Springer show. But anyway, I didn't watch Jerry Springer too much, but was there always fights on that show?
There was a time when it was, like, constant fights.
Okay, so with Laura Bozzo, she'd have a guest on who'd come on. Come out crying.
Right.
My boyfriend left me. I'm pregnant. He's with somebody else. You know, that woman like hates my guts. So she goes, then she would say, okay, we're going to talk now. So she would get the girlfriend of the current girlfriend, the boyfriend, and the girlfriend would come in and automatically they would start fighting.
Oh,
and then at the end, the boyfriend would come, and all of a sudden, the both girls are beating him up.
They definitely stole the idea from Springer.
Anyway,
he pioneered that stuff.
But at the end, the woman that was pregnant had nowhere to go. Laura Bozzo was famous for this. She would actually said, "You are coming to my house today until we can get you a job and proper place to live."
To her house.
She invited everyone to her house. All her, and this is for real. She really did do that.
Like a flop house?
I heard she had a gorgeous mansion, all right?
Really?
But she goes, tú vienes a mi casa hoy día. Tú vienes a mi casa. Tú vienes a mi casa.
Really?
No te preocupes en nada. Tú vienes a mi casa.
Really?
Yeah, so.
You get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
But she invited people to the house. So it was funny.
Am I confused? Was it, who had a talk show? Was it Christina? Who was the Spanish?
Christina, but that was more like an Oprah show.
Right. Didn't last, right?
Christina Saralegui. No, my God. She was on for years.
In America?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
I got confused. Oh. Sorry, I got my Spanish women confused.
Yes, okay. Yeah, like me, right?
my Latinas. I got my Latinas confused.
Anyway,
sorry.
Anyway, Jeff, so, so she would invite people at the house. But anyway, let's go back to Jerry Springer. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Everybody's like, what?
I will never forget. Seriously, though, there were some of this tape is just so funny. Like, instantaneously, people would come out and just punch somebody in the face. But it was funny the way it was done. Because, you know, this guy would come out and the woman would tell a story about how she was banging her next door neighbor.
Yep.
And then the neighbor's here. And he would walk out and the husband's there. And like, oh, my God. It was like, they were very funny. But, yes, rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Loads of entertainment. Used to have it on all the time when I was working at WABC. We had it on the TV. I watched. Look, I was a viewer.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of
after a while, it got, but then they tamed it. It wasn't as crazy as it was.
But I think the only show that's left that's actually like a talk show, I think it's Maury Povich, right?
Maury's he's retiring too, right? He's about 80, isn't he?
I don't know how old he is. He's married to Connie Chung, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still on though. I don't know if he's retiring, but I know he's still on. I don't know what channel. But
these shows, you know what it is? You know who's replaced this stuff? A lot of YouTube shows. People watch YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, who? There's Springer's. All right, he's gone. I wonder if Geraldo could. Geraldo's 80, by the way. Geraldo's like 79. You know
he
that?
Used to have a talk show host.
Oh, my God. Geraldo was huge. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, not really. I don't remember that. Honestly, I don't remember.
Remember your friend was a cameraman, Geraldo? Got me into the show?
Oh, that's right. My friend Fred Rivera. Oh,
yeah,
my
remember
God.
Remember, I went to Geraldo.
Oh, that's right.
I think I've told the story. I asked a dumb question, and Geraldo said, okay. And he walked away from me really
Oh, my
fast.
God, really?
Yeah, I made a jab at one of the guests. About her appearance or something, and you know.
Seriously, Jab. And anyway,
I made it on TV though, honey. Oh,
okay, rest honey. In peace. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer.
Honey.
Jeff, I didn't know this was trending. Okay, did you hear this is trending?
What?
Sleep divorce is trending. A lot of couples, okay, because I guess the obvious snore is unhealthy for the other person because you're supposed to get enough hours of sleep.
Yeah, I did this story. I did this story on a podcast about a month ago, but you forgot.
No.
You sleep in separate rooms.
Yeah, but now it's called, but you didn't say sleep divorce. This is actually trending.
Oh, okay.
I saw it today, sleep divorce. Anyway, so I don't think I snore anymore. Do I still snore?
Yes, you snore.
I do?
Oh. I heard you this morning, as a matter of fact.
I did? Oh, okay.
But when I'm really tired, I just fall asleep. It's like, you know how you can buy those, like, you know how, like, when you talk to Alexa, she says, I can give you sounds to fall asleep by. Don't worry, I have one already. It's called my Spanish wife.
Okay.
She's next to me snoring. When Jackson comes into bed, forget about it. Then the two of them are like snore monsters next to me. What are you going to do?
Listen,
you got to tune it out. He's got bad breath, by the way.
Oh, stop. He's a
my
baby.
My son is 5 years old. When he was sleeping next to me this morning, I'm like, what is that?
Jeff, do you think you have great breath in the morning? Do you really think that? I mean, seriously, you think you have amazing breath?
Nobody I'm wondering
does.
What he eats that makes his breath smell so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
We feed him everything.
Oh, my God. He poops a lot, too. He does poop a lot.
Okay, we all poop a lot.
All right. Maybe it's your nose. Anyway,
sir
so, guys.
Maybe
guys,
it is my nose. I don't know.
Don't pick on our son, please. Don't pick
I'm
on our
I'm not picking on him.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm bringing up topics that everybody can relate to.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, by the way, if anybody here is trying to pass a kidney stone, all right?
I've done that.
It's painful, right? It's painful.
Yeah, mine passed very quietly and quickly. I had no pain, zero pain from
but
it.
But if you're having issues...
Many people do have pain.
Yeah, a lot of people. So they're saying that the best remedy is to go to Walt Disney.
Really?
A lot of people are taking this advice and going on the craziest rides at Disney, and they literally are passing the stone.
And Goofy comes out and helps you pass
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mickey comes out, grabs your, you know, grabs you.
Yeah, I thought it was strange.
Really?
I just read that this morning.
They say go on a ride, huh?
Yeah, go on a ride. They said that the crazy rides will actually help you push that stone out.
Interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. Killing Splash Mountain, you know that, right? Because of the racist overtone. So Splash Mountain's done.
What racist overtone?
Because it comes from Song of the South, which many people consider to be a racist film.
Oh.
So they are making, they are redoing it, making it, I forgot the movie they're modeling it after. It's the same ride, but they're redoing it for really? Modern sensibilities.
Really?
Yeah, you know, you got to do these things.
It's
2023. You can't,
yeah.
You can't anger people today.
Exactly. Jeff, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah. Tucker Carlson got fired. Don Lemon got fired. Joe Biden's running for re-election. Harry Belafonte dies. It's Bring Your Kids to Work Day. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet.
Oh, really? Aaron Rodgers, right? How much did they give him?
A lot of money. But real football fans are like, real Jet fans are excited. Other football fans are a little more measured about it because he's 37. How old is he? Hey, Siri, how old is Aaron Rodgers? Let's see. 37? This will help. I don't know why Siri's not working. I don't know what the story is here. Anyway.
Okay.
37.
I found this on the web for how old is Aaron Rodgers. Let's say 37. This will help.
Oh.
Check it out.
Yeah, all right.
He's 37, right?
I jokingly said he was 73 the other day, and somebody said, no, he's 37. I was dyslexic
by the way,
about it. Yeah.
I just saw this article in the Daily Mail. I mean, you know, the Daily Mail is like the big paper.
Yeah, is this a story I saw last night? Go ahead, tell me.
Oral sex.
No, that's not the story.
Is fueling an epidemic of throat cancers in the United States and the UK.
Really?
Doctors claim.
A doctor's claim.
Yes, oral sex is fueling an epidemic of throat cancers.
Wow, that's a really hard story to swallow, I got to tell you. That is, thank you. I had to do it. Really? I wonder,
yeah, isn't that crazy?
What the heck is that from?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I just don't know. It's a little
too much to describe. That's why I don't want to get into
it. Yeah. By the way, so the King Charles coronation is next month. Katy Perry was invited to sing. By the way, a lot of singers were invited, celebrities.
Right.
A lot of them turned them down.
I heard a lot of people said no.
Yeah.
Is Ed Sheeran yes? Is he a yes?
Ed Sheeran is a no.
He's a no, huh?
Katy Perry is yes. And guess where she is staying?
Frogmore.
She is staying at Windsor Castle.
Oh, really?
Windsor Castle. You can't do the Queen anymore. Queen's dead. Windsor Castle, Jeff. Can you believe that?
Katy Perry. I'm sorry. I can't do my reverb with this new board either. I got to figure out how to do the reverb.
So Harry is going. Meghan is not going because it said she's staying behind to celebrate Archie's fourth birthday. But so everyone's saying, where will Harry be seated? Will he be seated next to his brother and the king? And also Queen Camilla's kids are also going to be there?
If it were me, I'd be on I want to be on Katy Perry's lap, please.
But Jeff, guess where Harry will be sitting? 10 rows behind everybody.
Right. Persona non grata, basically.
Oh, yeah. And they said that now all the rumors are that Meghan wrote a letter 4 years ago to King Charles talking about his racism against her. oh, my God. It's like, oh, God. All right. I understand what she's doing. But she said, why don't we just forget about that letter? She even wants to ignore it. She's let's just forget about the letter.
I wonder what song Katy Perry's going to sing. She's going to sing Roar.
Yeah, I know, right?
Last Friday night about getting drunk at a high school party.
Yeah, it should be fun. I don't know. I asked my friend Joe, who's one of my best friends, friends in London.
Yeah.
She goes, I said, are you going to the coronation? She goes, you can't even get close to London at that day.
Right.
There's no way. She said she'll watch it on TV.
Your friend lives right in the city?
She lives right outside London.
Oh, okay.
But she said she would love to go, but it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Really? Katy Perry? Did you see that? Speaking of Ed Sheeran, did you see the lawsuit this week, the Ed Sheeran lawsuit going on?
Oh, yeah.
You see that story?
Marvin
Gaye.
Yeah. Do the songs
I don't
sound
think they
alike?
Sound alike. Here.
I heard it, too.
Here. Want to hear Let's Get Along?
Let's hear Ed Sheeran's version and that they think that he's copying from the drum. Okay. Let's get it on.
Trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
Come on.
Jeff, who's actually doing the suing? Is it the family or the
When
estate?
Your legs don't work like they used to before.
Is this the one? Is it Thinking Out Loud?
I don't know.
Hold on.
And
maybe
I can't sweep you off.
Let me double check.
You're doing the story, not me. I don't know.
Hold on. I heard about it,
but I'm not sure which song.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Wait, let me see.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling,
Yeah.
We'll be loving you.
No, sorry.
I don't hear it. And no. I have a good ear for that.
Okay. Do you know what they introduced against him, though?
What?
In concert, he did a mashup. He was playing Thinking Out Loud, and in the middle of it, he went into Let's Get It On. But that doesn't mean it's the same song. Billy Joel the other night was doing You May Be Right at the Garden, and he went into an old Led Zeppelin song in the middle of it, then went back into his song. When Jimmy Buffett plays a certain song he plays, it's common for artists to go into another song, like a mashup. So, and it's funny, Ed Sheeran, I heard he was really pissed on the stand. They said he did not look happy about being dragged into court.
But I don't hear it. I just don't hear it.
Well, they won money. They got money off of, you saw what they got money off before, right?
Yeah, I know other artists have,
They
know,
got money off of Blurred Lines.
Okay, but I don't hear. I
don't hear it at all. I don't hear the Blurred Lines either.
I'm sure the jury's like, what the hell?
Hope they are.
What the F? You know, like, are
I
you
hope
kidding
so.
Me? You
keep...
Everybody get up.
Yeah, I remember that. With what song? With what other song?
Here, hang on.
Marvin Gaye too?
Yeah, the Marvin Gaye family, they like they're litigious. Don't sue me. Let's see.
With what song?
Ready? Yes. Now the drums are similar. Now this is more similar. Ready? But it's still not the same.
It's the same kind of beat, but it's not the same. No, I don't hear it either.
I hear this a little more though, but not totally. Oh yeah, a little more.
Maybe
right?
Similar, but it's not the same. I wouldn't even think that. Honestly, I wouldn't even think that. And he lost?
Oh, yeah. He had, what's his name? Robin Thicke had to pay. Robin Thicke paid a lot of money.
Everybody get up.
I know this is sacrilege, but can I tell you something? I like this song more than the Marvin Gaye song. And you know what? There's a and they get a lot of crap out of the song because this is a sexually fueled song. Pharrell, I heard, helped write this.
Oh, really?
Like kind of disowns it.
Oh, really?
That's a great song, though.
I like this song. I love this song.
Let's dance, honey.
Let's dance.
Do a crazy dance, right?
I think the Ed Sheeran. I just don't see him.
No,
losing,
I don't see it either.
Losing the case, I just don't see it. But I
hope not. I really hope he doesn't lose.
I don't know where is the case in California or
no? It's here in New York.
Oh,
they're in the city. Ed Sheeran was in the city from went to court.
Are they asking him to sing in public?
He'll probably sing it in trial. He probably said they're not the same. But the whole people said, oh, here's the smoking gun that they're gonna play. Here's him doing last 2 years ago a mashup of the two songs together. That doesn't mean they're the same song.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
They're far from being the same song at all.
Jeff, you know how we always don't hear about the Powerball or Mega Winners? Because they try to choose.
They try to be anonymous, and yeah. You can be in many places now. You don't have to reveal who you are.
So now in California, you know who won the $2 billion Powerball?
I saw. Who was it?
A young guy. His name is Edwin Castro. I'm trying to see how old he is because he looks like super young.
Yeah, I saw his story. What was he broke already?
No. He said he was spotted out, just walking around, He had a big fat envelope of cash that he just went to the bank.
Really?
He went to Chase Bank, and he had his newly hired security team right behind him.
I was just going to give advice.
30 years old.
30, with a big envelope of money?
Yep. I guess.
Wow.
I don't know. My God.
What?
I guess he took the
lump sum.
Yeah.
Right?
He got $997.6 million to his account.
Almost a billion. Almost $1 billion.
So it was a $2 billion. So we had to give half.
Yeah, the government takes 50% of your money.
That's disgusting.
It is.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Okay, what are you going to complain about winning $1 million?
I want the two billion. Yeah.
No.
But if he takes the
payments,
he'll get more than $2 billion, right?
You get
close to it.
Yeah, but you still have to pay taxes yearly on the money you get.
Yeah.
You know, you get a
wait,
check.
Wait. Hold on. So let's just say I win $2 billion, all right?
Yeah.
I have to give $1 billion to the government for taxes, all right? Do I still have to give money from that, what I have in my bank? Tax on that?
You could ask my brother if you wanted to.
I'm talking to a guy who comes from a family of accountants.
Here we go. Okay.
Who knows nothing about accounting.
Or money, for that matter.
You would think he would know.
Thought I married a rich celebrity.
Yeah, okay.
That reality hit me in the face about 5 years into being, after saying I do or I will.
Oh, my God.
We said I will, by the way. We didn't say I do. Do you know that?
I don't remember that.
Remember he asked all these questions like, say I will.
I don't remember
what
that.
What the hell? Where's the I do, man?
I just remembered watching Jeff. He was sweating bullets that day.
Oh, my God. I look at the pictures. It looks like I'm being brought to walk the plank by my parents.
Can I tell you something?
The only thing missing was the pirate ship and the diving board.
Earlier that day, I was at the salon with all the girls getting my hair done, all right?
Well, I'm not capable of marrying him.
Oh, my. No, I was like, Marlene, I was so nervous. I thought I was going to throw up. I said, Marlene, I can't do this. She goes, what do you mean you can't do this? I said, I just can't. I got to go. She goes, what? Seriously, I was like, I can't do this.
Really?
And after I got married, I remember the next day, I got up early. Remember, Jeff? Remember you were sleeping still in the hotel room?
Yeah.
I went to my mom's house, all right?
You cried, right?
I was crying. I'm like, Mom.
I lost my virginity last night. Oh, my God.
Well, I passed out. I was sleeping.
That thing was so small. It was horrible. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so, yeah. Why are we talking about this anyway?
I don't know.
Oh, why did I bring this up? I don't even know.
I thought I was on the gravy train.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so with the money. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. So that was...
Moolala.
Anyway, did you have anything else before we're out of here?
Yeah, I was going to say, a couple of people commented on my... I put a Facebook video up about me doing plumbing, okay? And I did some plumbing here at home the other day.
I got to tell you, I was a little impressed. I'm very impressed at Jeff. We were going to call a plumber. The plumber couldn't come. Because we're getting a dishwasher put in, as you could hear from the guy just called us. And as Jeff goes, I'm going to do it myself. I'm like, what?
There's a tiny leak, but that has nothing to do with what I put in. The old hose was on there. It's all corroded. And that's what's leaking. But everything I put in is not leaking. So I actually did plumbing. But what happened was I went under the sink, okay? And under the sink, I found...
Oh, my gosh,
Want me to play the video?
Yeah, go ahead if you can find it.
I can play it. You get the audio
but
from
the plumber's not showing up, so I'm going to try to do it myself. So I said, let me back it up.
You can describe what was under the sink.
This is a tailpiece which attaches under my sink so that I can hook up a dishwasher, which we just bought. But the plumber's not showing up, so I'm going to try to do it myself. So I said, let me clear out what was under the sink. So under the sink, you know, cabinet under the sink.
Go to my Facebook, Jeff Jensen. Picture me in.
This was under the sink.
Salma Hayek.
This stuff was under the sink. Oh, wait, that's not what was under the sink. This was under the sink.
This about...
And this was under the sink.
I'm not kidding you.
And this was under the sink.
I would say there were 60 bottles of cleaning items under the sink, right?
There's a lot. There's
everything
a lot.
From Lysol. Yeah. You know what I have in the day? I have the stuff that you clean vegetables with. But my whole point is that, listen, people said, oh, I'm a hoarder. I should film this for a TV show. I didn't know I had 60
Jeff
bottles.
Jeff is a hoarder. Jeff is a hoarder. I have to admit, Jeff is a hoarder.
But I had wipes that we bought during the pandemic that had dried out. Okay? 6 bottles of Lysol, because Carolina had a connection at Costco, right? So she would She would go to Costco, and she's like, I got Lysol. And I'm like, how much Lysol can we spray in the house?
Well, first of all, can I tell you something? During the pandemic, Costco finally opened up. Remember limited hours, though?
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Remember waiting online?
Yeah. Remember the Lysol was very limited?
Oh, yeah.
So my friend would call me the day before. She goes, we're getting a supply in the next day. She goes, but it was 4 cans in a package.
Right.
She goes, come to the hot dog stand. And she goes, I'll be there. I'll hand it to you.
Yeah.
So I would go to the hot dog.
Like a drug deal. Yeah. You want your weed or you want Lysol?
Yeah, so you know what? Where people were getting hot dogs, she would say, like, Carolina, come here. And she would pop. She would give me the Lysol.
What, in a bag?
No, just like that. She goes, here you go. People were like, huh?
You know, it's like when I used to buy fireworks in Chinatown. I told you that story, right?
No.
Yeah. I met this guy in the street, and they sell you the fireworks, but you had to pick them up in other stores. Like, he'd say, all right, now you're going to Carvel. You give him the money, and he'd say, in 5 minutes, going to Carvel, and that your fireworks would be there. And there was a bag of fireworks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But that reminds me of the Lysol
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was there. I haven't seen her in a while. But anyway,
go ahead. I'm just thinking.
I bought a couple of stuff at the hot dog stand that she had. She goes, hey, these shorts are on sale, man.
And give me 2 churros, please. No, 3 churros.
No,
I have a baby now.
She handed me a hot dog. She goes, hey, here's a take a hot dog just in case. I'm like, okay.
Carolina loves the Costco hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
Half the world. But you know what? She doesn't eat the bread, man.
I don't like bread.
Look, I don't eat red meat, but how do you eat a hot dog without bread?
I do not like bread.
And I have to admit, that Costco bun is very unique. There's not another hot dog bun like that. You're going to say it's just bread. I know Caroline says it's just pizza, it's just bread, it's just a bagel, but you know.
Oh my God. I told my friends, we're like, because I was going to buy Lender's bagels from the store.
Oh my God.
My friends, like, my
stab
friends,
me in the neck
my
right
friends
now.
Are like, I said, a bagel's a bagel. They're like, what?
No friggin' way, man.
Oh, my gosh, Joe, that is so funny. Anyway, guys, if you want to advertise on our show, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. Yeah, Jeff, your information?
I've been decluttering lately, by the way. So, you know, if anybody wants a Nextel microphone, right. I have that. I found my Walkman, too, downstairs. My information, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. Traffic Jensen on Twitter if you want to get New York City traffic information. Jeff Jensen on Facebook. The picture of my dog. It used to be me and Salma Hayek. It's a picture of Teddy jumping in the field, our old dog. So please friend me. So hello to Teo, who commented on my... who else commented? Let me get my listeners here. Teo. How's that? Teo?
Yes. And yes, Webin
will be... Good hair.
Webin will be coming back. He's just been busy. You know, he's on Vacilo in the Mañana. Thanks, guys, to everybody on my emails that have been reaching out. Pedro. What else is the other name? Maria.
Maria!
And also Tanya. Thank you so much, guys, for reaching out. We're the podcast. We're trying to do as many as we can a week. We had an interview today, by the way. We're going to reschedule for next week. I guess it was like a lot of a scheduling mishap.
Conflict.
Yeah, yes.
516-637-3254. Eduardo DJ Ramos says, I can open a 99-cent store with all the stuff that I...
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Thank you, Eduardo. Thanks, guys. Love you. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a great day, right? Yeah, enjoy.
Bailando con una silla, a Miriam en la esquina.
Duodinos. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.